You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com, and we have a special edition of our Extras podcast where we are going to preview opening day and look ahead a little bit to the month ahead. We are here with Thomas Harding, of course, who covers the Rockies. And Thomas, just looking at the schedule, kind of odd, they are actually opening at Milwaukee. So they sort of have an NL Central week to open the season. And then the rest of the month, it's against all of the NL West opponents. So it could be, a fun, interesting month for the Rockies. And what are their goals? I mean, I guess they just want to kind of come out of the gate and sort of tread water for a little bit to see what they have.
Yes. In fact, Milwaukee's become kind of a frequent opening day road opponent for them. They opened there two seasons ago, Walt Weiss's first game as manager. And then before that, I remember Ubaldo Jimenez opening the season in Milwaukee. I guess with a dome there, you have less of a risk of a rain out or snow out than you do in Denver. Usually the Rockies open on the road and then come back home after that. So it is a little bit different on the schedule. The other part of the schedule that that I find interesting is that they have a lot of games on the road in the National League West for the first month.
Well, it could be interesting, and that's not such a bad thing for the Rockies sometimes. Let's look at their rotation. Throw out the five names that they're going to be in this rotation, and maybe even in order. Can you do that?
Well, at this stage, I can't quite do it. Hold on, so I'll skip over that because okay. I'm not sure what the order is going to be and whether it's I think Gray's going to be in it. I don't know if Butler is or isn't going to be in it, so we may not find that out until like 2 days before the season.
Yeah, that's true. Can we start that part over? Can you place that together?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right, so I just want to start that. Sorry, Thomas, that was a stupid question. Okay, let's look at the rotation. Let's just kind of put some names out there. How do you think this thing will form together, and who's still sort of on the outside looking in, and what could we possibly see on opening day?
Well, the Rockies, they're looking to build a rotation of guys that can get the ball six or seven innings in. I mean, it's not like you're pitching at Dodger Stadium or AT&T Park where you're going to have a number of pitchers who are going to dominate a game. So that drives the signing in the offseason of Kyle Kendrick, who will start for the Rockies on opening day. He's the type that threw almost 200 innings last year. There's an incentive in his contract based on innings pitched. If this guy can get you through a number of innings, then he'll be a good pitcher for the Rockies. I mean, he's pitched at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, where the ball tends to fly out of it, and has found a way to build up innings. If that happens at Coors Field with the offense he has, he can win a lot of games pitching that way, even with a 4 ERA that really isn't that impressive elsewhere, but at Coors Field it could be good enough. After that, I am excited about some of the youth in the opening day rotation, namely Jordan Lyles. They picked up from the Astros before last season. He's developed a changeup to go with his fastball and his curveball, and he's really good at getting ground balls. The changeup can help him get strikeouts once he has the hitter behind in the count, and it will help him put away hitters and get a little bit deeper in games. Then there's Tyler Matzek, a young left-hander who pitched well, especially the last six starts of last season, and we'll see how he does on an opening day roster in an opening day rotation. After that, there's some question because Jorge De La Rosa is dealing with that left groin strain that has bothered him all spring, and it looks like he'll begin the season a little bit later than the other guys. So who do you go to after that? There are a couple of prospects, Eddie Butler and John Gray. John Gray's looked really good in the spring. He had one bad inning in his entire spring. And then you've got Eddie Butler, who has pitched quite well. And there's a lot of talk about Gray. Gray can hit 100 miles an hour with the fastball, but on a more consistent basis, Butler throws harder. So those are two of the top prospects in baseball that the Rockies are very excited about.
So let's move on to the offense, which is, while there is a lot of uncertainty in the rotation, there's a lot of stability in this lineup, and I know that's how the Rockies sort of feel like that's their strength. So I guess just the middle of the order looks pretty good. You feel pretty good about how things are for them on the from the hitting standpoint?
Yes. I mean, when you can put together a batting order where you have Justin Morneau, the defending National League batting champion, batting sixth, which is probably where he'll bat much of the season, that's a heck of a batting order. You start at the top with Charlie Blackman, who performed well, and Drew Stubbs, especially at home. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch up high in the order. You have Carlos Gonzalez back from injury and Troy Tulowitzki back from injury. Anytime you have guys like that, you're going to score a whole lot of runs. And Nolan Arenado at third base, he's developing not just a gold glove, but he's developing in one of the best hitters at his position in baseball. And then you have the younger Corey Dickerson, who hit well last year, would have been a top 10 hitter if he had had enough plate appearances. So you really have a good core of the lineup, and it's a deep core of the lineup.
And let's talk a little bit about that gold glover, Nolan Arenado. I don't know that people really know exactly what this guy is, that, you know, besides the people that are in the greater Denver area, but really a star in the making. How exciting was he to watch last year?
Yeah, I mean, he was the first National League rookie to win a gold glove at third base 2 years ago, and he followed it up last year. And the great thing about his play is that there are so many highlights that even if you don't follow the Rockies, he's going to show up on a highlight reel on MLB TV or MLB.com there, and you can see some of the great plays that he's made online all the time. So that's the first thing you know about him. But here's what I find interesting. He was drafted in the second round back in 2009, and he was drafted for his bat. People weren't sure that he was going to be an infielder. I mean, there was talk about moving him to catcher, but they knew that it was a potential power bat. So he got to the majors and showed the glove first, but the bat has really come on. He's been more aggressive this spring than ever. Last year he hit any number of line drives. He really did well offensively. His numbers would have been a little bit higher had he not broken a finger in the middle of the season and missed over 30 games. So I'm interested to see what happens with Nolan Arenado in a full season offensively, and he's already proven what he can do defensively.
Beautiful. Okay, Thomas, thank you. Enjoy opening day, and we will be catching up with you soon. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.